First paper, Crazy Workouts, page 4.
A new kind of fitness craze is catching on in New York City gyms. Forget orderly workout sessions led by an instructor. In chaos training, as the sessions are appropriately called, there is no order and no two classes are the same. Peek through the door while a session is being held, and you will be greeted by a scene of utter chaos. The majority of the class consists of what we have called chaos tasks, says LaShawn Dale, co-creator of the system. Each task is followed by another that is completely different. In one task, 30 helium-filled balloons are released to the ceiling, and participants are asked to get them down as quickly as they can. They need to use their initiative. Some get on each other's shoulders. Others run to the storage cupboard to borrow a ladder. It doesn't matter how they do it, because it all works their bodies and minds. Dale and his partner, Dr. Paul Jervis, believe that exercise does not have to be repetitious to be effective. A chaotic gym session can, in fact, be very beneficial, they say. This is because when your workout constantly changes, your mind and muscles never know what to expect, so you get fitter and smarter at the same time. Athletes routinely use a similar approach in their training in order to simulate the unpredictability of sport, where they never know in which direction their bodies will be required to run, jump, or turn. Dervla McCullough, a sports psychologist at the University of Roehampton in England, believes that there is an added benefit. Workouts like this can be great confidence builders, she says. You start by thinking, I'll never be able to do that, but realize you can with a bit of determination. They are also good for people with a low boredom threshold, as their content changes so often. Chaos training is spreading to gyms all over the world. Will it replace your regular gym class? Perhaps.